Your WSW Morning Team Show. Good morning.
M. I say M-O. M-O-P. M-O-P-P. Mop. M-O-P-P. Mop, 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 mop.
In this calendar date of August 11th, 2020, we're having fun going back to August 11th, 1950, and the musical selections that you may have heard when you were first listening to radios in 1950, including on this date in 1950 when WSW took to the air, and the Ames Brothers were big in 1950 with Rag Mop.
Real swingers back then, weren't they?
Oh, boy, I tell you. They were jamming.
I guess.
Yeah, hot stuff.
Yeah. It was a broadcast that first brought WSW, specifically AM, to the airwaves as much as we have FM and AM.
Right.
Although we should say at that time it was not in this location.
Yep. Oh, that's right. It was downtown.
Nope. Yep. Yeah. Downtown. Let us explain to Pat the Ames Brothers.
Yes.
They were brothers by the name of Ames. And they sang.
And their names
were Ames.
Ames. Okay, got it.
It's A-M-E-S,
yes,
by the way.
Right.
You're wondering. Is the... I'm trying to think. I have not looked. Remember the building in downtown Saginaw?
Mason Building.
Yeah.
The Mason Building. We had the second and third floors of it, as I
understand. Used to have the call letters on the side.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, those call letters are still there, kind of faded.
Kind of real faded.
Yeah, I haven't looked in a while, but they still can be seen, huh?
Yeah. And we've seen some pictures over the years that people have shared of parades and different things in Saginaw, and we could see the call letters prominently displayed on that building right at Genesee and Washington.
Yeah, I think the only one in the building right now, Terry Henney, would be the only one that actually worked in that building for a very short period of time.
Yeah, I interviewed in that building and went up in a rickety elevator.
Yep.
And didn't get hired at that time. That was back about 1967. I interviewed and then I took a job at another station in Saginaw for a few months and then spent 11 years in Bay City. Yeah, 11 years as a country boy. And doing news during the week and playing country on the weekends. And then I came down here in 1979. But by then, we had a different building here. It was only a third of the size of the current building. It was an office-type building that we worked in here for a number of years. And... I'm glad that building went away. It was just full of people who were heavy smokers.
Actually,
it's here.
They didn't do a new building. They did a, quote, remodel.
And expansion.
In the newsroom, for example, the wall by Dave's office was the front wall of the building. The wall out here in the vestibule, in the waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
Front wall was the wall.
Yeah, we had a circle drive at the front of the building where people could drive up and
it was
drop people off or whatever.
Pretty interesting doing a talk show with jackhammers pulling stone off the building while you were trying to talk.
We did our programs and news and things from about three different areas as we went through the transition of building this. We went from 3,500 square feet to almost 10,000 square feet.
And never left the building. We did. If they did one section of the building, we moved studios, and we moved.
We had to plan it all out carefully.
Part of the great memories of how we got to 70 years of broadcasting. Mm-hmm.
They worked around us.
From 1950 on this date until this date, 2020. And hopefully 70 more years that we can once again gather at that time and talk about it.